This is an interview with Mr. Lester L. Cuthbert, Georgia.
Mr. Ware, what do you call the latter part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
afternoon.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears?
Sunrise.
Okay, good. What do you call the time of day when the sun disappears?
Sunset.
Okay. This may sound like a silly question, but it is. Would you tell me what time that's at?
11:15.
Good. And if there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds disappear and the sun comes out, we say that the weather is...
After breaking off.
Oh, good, good. What do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long?
Downpour.
Good, good. This is going to be an easy one. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Good. What do you call those things that hold the logs in a fireplace?
Dog iron.
Okay. What do you call... The small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Splinters.
Good. What do you call the particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Lighter.
Good. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes?
Closet.
Good. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? Around the sides, one laps over the other one?
Weatherboard.
Good. What do you call the covered area right out here? Right outside there?
Porch.
Good. Now, do you have another name for a small porch? It often has no roof. It's just a small thing in front of a house or this, huh?
A stoop.
Good. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking outside the barn?
That's a cow shed.
Good. What do you call a wall or a fence made of rocks or stones? You have any name for that?
A wall of rock.
Okay. Would you call it a rock wall or a stone wall?
Rock wall, if it's made of rock.
Okay. What are the various kinds of wood fences that you can think of right off the bat?
Rail, you mean?
Made of wood.
Rail, it used to have rail fences.
Okay. Was they got...
Yeah, crossed, you see.
Right.
Then they have board fences and wire fences.
Okay. Now, what about this kind of fence that you put around the yard?
Well, that's...
they stand straight up?
That's just what we call a paling fence.
Good. Good.
Now, we have electric fence, too.
I know, I've had hold of some of those things. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top? It's about like this, that you use for carrying water or milk.
Pail.
Okay. Now, what do you call the same kind of thing, except it's made out of metal? Do you have any different name for that, or is it the same?
Well, that would just use it for... You might say a pail or a tin bucket.
Okay, good. What do you call that heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
That's a frying pan.
Okay. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? That thing where you can turn the water off and on?
That's a spout.
Okay.
Faucet.
Good. What do you call this same thing that you turn on a barrel?